Hey everyone, I'm Nathan Hughes. Welcome to the Reconcile Podcast. We're so glad that you're here. We believe that God is calling all of us to a better future and to look inside and see our potential. That's really what this podcast is all about. So I'm glad that you checked this message out. Hope that you enjoy it and be encouraged. Let's all go out and reconcile the world. I think Baker asked one of the most important questions of this whole series. Second most important. Now, maybe it was the most important. For those of you who didn't get to hear his amazing, brilliant question, he asked the question, why would I want to date you? Where do you want me, RJ? Where do you want me, Aaron? We're good? All right. Talking to the professionals behind the scene, guys. So he asked the question, why would I want to date you? And I think that's a really important question for all of us to ask. But that's not the most important thing. It's not. Because here is what's most important. You don't need somebody to want to date you. You don't need that. You don't. And if you learn anything through this series in these next 5 weeks, let it be you need to learn this. You need to learn to see yourself the way that God sees you. You don't need somebody else to want to date you, okay? And I know easier said than done, right? Easier said than done. But what we need is to see ourselves the way that God sees us. That's what we need. So we're in a new series. And it's called Fix Your Ship. I love that. We're bringing back that. We're bringing back a title that we've used before, but it's a completely different series. I promise you. And if you think that I'm lying, I don't typically regurgitate old sermons because the old Fix Your Ship one was on David and Jonathan. This is not at all. So you won't even hear about David and Jonathan. But it's about a series on relating. And this series isn't, I can't stand church groups where people come because they just want to find a date or they want to hook up with someone or they want to find their soulmate. We're not about that here. We're not. That's just a disclaimer. We're not about that at Reconcile. I'm not going to lie. I think I have like 3 or 4 marriages under my belt since I've been here at Reconcile. You guys could clap for that. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Got a good track record. And I sense maybe we're going to have a couple more soon. I don't know, but we'll talk about that later. Probably. But this series is not even about getting people married. It's not. It's about learning how to relate better to God, to yourself, to the people in your life. And then maybe, just maybe, if dating is for you, if God would have that for you, it's learning how to date well. It's learning how to be engaged well. And we're even going to talk about marriage as well because the Bible talks about marriage. All that stuff's important. And I wanted to bring up some statistics tonight. This is more of an intro, okay? This is just to get us on the right feet, headed in the right direction. And I'm going to talk about marriage with these statistics, but it's not to communicate that we all need to get married. That's not what this is for. It's to communicate a deeper truth. And the fact that the general population actually wants to get married doesn't mean that everybody needs to be married or should get married, but it communicates a deeper truth about the human experience. Even if you're someone in this room and you're like, I don't ever want to get married, there's still something you can learn about yourself based on the fact that generally speaking, the majority of humanity wants to get married. It communicates something deeper about the human experience. And just stay with me throughout this, okay? So when asked in a study of young people from the ages of 18 to 34, do you want to get married right now at whatever age they were at, right? All ages from 18 to 34. It was something along the lines of 71% said no. 71% said no. Do you want to be married right now? But then when you ask them, do you ever want to get married? It was something like 81% said yes. So that communicates that majority speaking, that people want to get married, okay? But most are waiting longer than ever before to get married. And again, this isn't about getting married, right? Just stay with me. This is communicating something deeper. The average age for males to get married is 29 now. And I can attest to that because I was 29 when I got married. And for females, it's 27. And it's something like 15 years ago, it was like 22 and 19. And if your parents, how old were your parents when they got married, right? 18, 19. So we can see that as time has gone on, we've been delaying marriage. And then I asked the question, what delays marriage for us? Think about it too. Even, I mean, we're talking about you. We're talking about 18 to 34. What delays marriage? And I know, and don't call it out, but I just want you to think about it. Some people are like, well, I'm delaying marriage because I don't want to get married. Okay, fair enough. And some people are thinking, well, I wanna live my life, right? A lot of people think that, they do. I just wanna live my life for right now. I don't need to get married. And that's called autonomy, something that our generation cares deeply about, right? I just wanna do my thing. I just wanna live my life. Then I'll get married. For a lot of us, I need a job. Yes, you do. You do need a job, right? I need to find a career. Some of us are content with just like our jobs that we have in college or our part-time jobs. We're like, no, I need to find a career because marriage is expensive. Yeah, it is. Kids are expensive too. So you do need a job. I want to pay off debt. Well, guess what? I can't get married until I'm 50 then, okay? Because I went to college to get a career, right? Something's not working there, huh? We'll talk about that in a whole nother series. I need to buy a house. Gosh. And then you know what happens? Oops, I had a kid. I guess now I'll get married. Ooh, pin drop. I knew that joke. It's not a joke, right? But I knew that was gonna hit that way. I knew that was gonna hit that way, okay? I was kind of somewhat being sarcastic, but culturally speaking, that's how it happens for a lot of people. I'm not casting shade. I'm not throwing out judgment. We're just speaking objectively here. So, oh, my favorite. Some people are looking for their soulmate, right? You're looking for that person to complete you. That's what you're doing. And I wanna tell you what you're looking for. You know what you're looking for? You're looking for a unicorn. And you'll never find it, I promise you, never. God didn't create other humans to complete you. And for some of you, you just need to write that down and that's all you need to remember about tonight. For real, God did not create other human beings to complete you, he didn't. Why? We'll get there. So this is all of us, right here. Not all of us wanna get married, but all of us long for some type of romance, or for some type of beauty, or for some type of adventure, or for some type of companionship, or for some type of community, right? Every single one of us in this room, in this world, longs for one of those five things. We do. And that what that tells us about even marriage is that we long for those five things at a deeper level. We long for romance, for beauty, for adventure, for companionship, for community. We do. Even, I'll raise my hand, I'm preaching to myself, the most introverted human beings still long for these things. We do. We need them. They're soul cravings. We find pieces of this throughout creation, right? Some of you like to go camping, you like to go up north to Flagstaff, some of you like to go to the beach, and you find pieces of this adventure, of this romance, of this beauty in creation, you do. For some of us, we find it in companionship, we find it in our friends, we find pieces of it in our meaningful conversations with the people that we can trust with our lives and with ourselves. We find that, right? We find beauty in that. We find romance in that, we do. We find companionship in that. We find community in that. We find pieces of this throughout our lives. But one thing we never really find is its fulfillment or its completion. You guys ever thought about that? And let me expound on that. Many of the things we long for, once received, stay with me. Sometimes I'm a wordsmith, right? Sometimes I'm a savant with my words. You guys gotta stay with me on this. Many of the things that we long for, once received, we find a longing unfulfilled. I know, it doesn't make sense, huh? I'll explain it. Have you ever wanted something so badly? Raise your hand. Liars, all of you, we all have. I don't care what it is. It could be the new Call of Duty game, right? You wanna, don't get it, he says. Longing unfulfilled, my exact point. Have you ever wanted something so badly? Maybe for some of you it is marriage. Ooh, I got news for you, right? You'll find out quickly that it's a longing unfulfilled. For some of you, it could just be, I just wanna date someone, I'm tired of being alone. You long for this thing. But once you get it, you find a longing unfulfilled. It's not complete, it's not full. And even for me, when I think back on my life, and I was in college, I was working at a warehouse, a part-time job. going to school for exercise science. I'm like, man, I just want to be a personal trainer. I became a personal trainer. Guess what? Started to hate being in the gym all day long, training clients. That's all I wanted though. And then what happened is I just wanted to work at a church. All right, God, you opened these doors for me to get a scholarship to go to seminary. I just want to work in the church. What happened when I started working at the church, right? Found out it wasn't all that I thought it was. Okay, it was a longing unfulfilled. It wasn't complete. It wasn't full. And so for all of us, we have these desires and we get bits and pieces of them throughout creation, throughout companionship, in our careers, in our jobs, in our day-to-day life, right? But for all of us, we have longings that always go unfulfilled. We do. And write this down, please, because I want you guys, I mean, I want you to remember these verses. I want you to go back and read them. I want you to meditate on them. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, this is what the wisest man in the world before Jesus said. He said, God has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Jot this down. Make a note of it. You could always go back to it later. God has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. He has also planted eternity in the human heart. A mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God. This is in the Amplified Version. I love that. That was in parentheses. So he's placed eternity in the human heart, yet humanity cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. So this is what it means. Humanity can't comprehend or grasp God's overall plan. But we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that eternity has been placed in our heart. Why? Because we all have longings that go unfulfilled. And if you have longings that go unfulfilled, what does that mean about you? It means that something was placed inside of you. Inside of you, in here, I'm not even gonna try to say it in Nate's words, right? C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity, this is what he says. If I find in myself desires or longings in which nothing in this world can satisfy, then the only logical explanation is that I was made for something else. I was made for another world. I was made, I like to say, for another person. For another person. And please write this down if you're taking notes. Here's another one of these sentences. I don't know how I come up with these things. Many of us have been trying to get what we can only receive from God from another person. I hope that makes sense. Many of us have been trying to get what we can only receive from God from another person. We've been running to these other people to try to get these things that only God can give. That's it. Only God. And so what this series is about, really, it's about going to the ultimate source. And here, hold on. Let me just have a conversation with you guys right now. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, write that down, please, so that you can, because all of this, you're gonna be like, man, wow. A lot of this made sense, but a lot of it didn't. I want you to go back. I want you to search the scriptures. I want you to meditate about this. I want you to pray about it. I want you to have conversations about it. I want you to ask questions about it. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, in the Passion Translation, it says, "For we have no city here on earth to be our permanent home, but we seek the city that is destined to come." And there's this quote I was reading today, and it said, "Journeying is built into us no matter how beautiful our home." Journeying is built into us no matter how beautiful our home. And many of us are trying to get what we can only receive from God from another person, okay? And so I wanna break this down for us. A lot of us have been feeling these longings and these desires. And I have, and this isn't necessarily ultimate objective truth, right? It's more experiential truth for me. I don't think God created us on this side of eternity for those longings to be completely fulfilled. I don't. I think he created us to experience these longings unfulfilled with other people in our lives. And hear me out. A lot of times we run to other people to get from them what only God can give us, okay? And we think that these other people or these other places, these other jobs, these other things will complete us. The truth is they won't. And you'll know shortly after you receive those things. You'll know. And then you'll be left with what? A longing unfulfilled, desires that weren't completely and fully met. But God has given us humanity to journey together as we navigate these longings that are unfulfilled. And as we navigate, as we journey these longings that go unfulfilled, it's in journeying with humanity that we experience God. It's when we're navigating those unfulfilled desires and we seek the ultimate source, but we're journeying it with other people, it's then that we meet God. It's then that we experience God. And here is my, remember, this is just an intro. I'm just trying to get some things flowing in your brain, okay? In your spirit, in your heart. You know what I think of when I think about this? I think about how all of us are running to other people to get what only God can give us. And I think of when Jesus encounters a woman at a well. And this is a story of humanity, right? This isn't this woman's story. This is all of our story. She had been searching for what she could only receive from God in other people. And specifically, and she was searching for it in relationships. And we can project a lot of different things into the text, right? But one thing we know for a fact is that she was looking for the completion of these longings that had gone unmet inside of her. She was looking for them in other men. She was looking for them in relationships. She was looking for them in sex, right? That's what we read in the scriptures when we read about her story. And her story is our story. So this is what we all do. And I wanna flip the script for us because this is how we're gonna learn how to relate to God, to ourselves, to the people around us in the most God-honoring way. And we're gonna experience life like we've never experienced it before. So often we are concerned with consuming, right? We are. I want my longings to be fulfilled. I want my desires to be met. All of us, even me, we all. And our desires aren't bad, okay? Our longings aren't bad. This isn't a bad thing. But when this becomes an ultimate thing for us and all we can see is how we can be fulfilled, it becomes a very bad thing. So we're so concerned with consuming and God wants all of us to become a source of life. He does. God wants all of us to become a source of life. How do we know this? Because he told the woman at the well, I am living water. Drink from me and you will thirst no more. What happens? You become a source of living water and it wells up inside of you and it overflows, it bubbles up, the scripture says. And so what we need to do is we need to recognize that we have these longings and these desires that so often go unmet, but God has placed people around us to journey with. And we need to run to him, the ultimate source, to his word, right? To his heart as we open up to other people about these longings that so often go unfulfilled, about these desires that so often go unmet. As we open up to other people, we're actually tapping into the source of life. Before becoming a source of life, we have to know the source of life. We have to drink deep from the well of living water. And that's first and foremost, right? So this is all I wanted to do tonight. And worship couple, you guys could come up, please. Team, there's two of you tonight, so I thought couple. You guys obviously aren't dating. Andrew's my wife, for those of you who don't know. And Hezzy's my homie, right? Come on, Dre. So this is what I wanted us to do. I wanted us to recognize that every single one of us has unfulfilled longings. Every single one of us has desires that often go unmet. But the beauty of life is when we're honest about those things and we open up about those things and we journey together with other people who are experiencing those same things. Because it's then that we start to experience God. It's then that we start to get bits and pieces of heaven here on earth. And so please, my prayer, and I'm gonna pray, is that throughout this series, hey, you might learn how to date well, right? The person you meet might be like, wow, or what happened? Like, you're amazing. It's like, yeah, that series I went through really changed my life. But even if that never happens, I'll tell you what you're gonna learn. You're gonna learn how to navigate the human experience, these longings that so often go unfulfilled, and you're gonna learn how to bring them into the presence of God, into the ultimate source of life. You are. Practically speaking, we're gonna do that by asking people for prayer on Tuesday nights after the message is done and after the worship songs are being sung. We're gonna do that by sending text messages about these sermons and being honest about, hey, I feel something stirring in my heart, and it was kind of convicting. It's a God word right there. It's a Holy Spirit word. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It was kind of convicting. And I know I've been running to this and I've been running to that, and I've been looking in these places for something that I can only get from the presence of God. And you're gonna learn how to navigate and to relate the way that God wants you to. And so I wanna pray for you, and we're gonna close down this intro message. And we're gonna have some cereal if you want. I'm gonna go get some almond milk and some regular milk. But first I'm gonna pray. And if anybody does need prayer, we've got people that are gonna be up here ready to pray for you. Don't be shy, all right? And you can even do that during the song. Let's pray. God, we come before you right now, and we thank you for your presence that's here, your word that's alive, your spirit that resides within us, God. What a mystery it is. We thank you for your spirit that convicts us, that leads us, that guides us in all truth and righteousness. We thank you for a space that is safe. It's a little bit dangerous because you're in it, God. You call us out of our comfort, and I pray that you would do that tonight, God. Sometimes we get so comfortable running to these things that we think will fulfill us, and they don't. They just leave us longing and drier than ever, God. So bring us back to the source of life. Bring us back to the living water. Bring us back to your well, God. And I pray that your spirit would become a source of life inside of us, God. I pray that you would give us eyes and hearts to not look within always and be thinking about how we can consume, God, but help us to think about how we can give our life away. You don't call us to be consumers and just stay inward focused, God. So we pray for the message tonight. We pray for every single person who's been really struggling with some desires that have gone unmet. We pray for the people tonight who have gotten those things that they've wanted so badly, and they go, hold up, why do I still feel empty? We pray for the people that are still longing right now for those things that they think will fulfill them, and remind them that they are exactly where you want them to be right now in this moment. And that's in your presence, God. So often we get so caught up with not having the right job, or not being at the right school, or not making the right money, or not being in the right place, God, and we really are in the right place. We're in your presence everywhere we go. And so I pray that you would help us to recognize that truth. Help us to become more available to your presence and your spirit in our lives. We pray that in Jesus' name.